From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Hiroshima, Japan for a meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Mr. Kerry made history today by becoming the first American Secretary of State to visit the city on which the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb in 1945 with hopes it would lead to an end of the war. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget the images, the evidence, and the recreations of what happened in August 6, 1945.
A group of seven heads of state will be meeting in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. Truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels. Amin Saikal of Australian National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen to give it a more serious go this time. Neither side has really gained a lot of grounds against one another.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming talks in Kuwait to go well. Chad's president Idriss Deby is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. Mr. Deby, who is facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. This is VOA News.